Since the 1970s, when my parents started making sparkling wine for themselves, they have been using our vaulted cellar as a riddling cellar. What's happening? You can see around 3,000 bottles of sparkling wine standing upside down on the riddling racks. These bottles are touched and riddled and rotated to the maximum every 4 or 5 hours. During this process, the yeast deposit moves down to the neck of the bottle and can be removed at the end. The chugging is really insanely fast and brisk. And they immediately hear the noises that are made when the champagne is riddled, which are so wonderful, also meditative. That are the noises of the riddling process. During this process, the bottle is briefly lifted 2 centimeters out of the desk, turned and pushed back again. That's why there's always a bang in the wooden counter, and this vibration causes the yeast to fall a little deeper into the bottleneck, because with this process of shaking the sparkling wine, you want to move the yeast into the bottleneck in order to remove it from the bottle. Only Cremant is produced here in the Wilhelmshof estate, and we are just using for all of our sparkling wines the classic bottle fermentation, the method Champenoise, die klassische Flaschengärung. How did the riddle rack come about? It was created at the kitchen table. The famous widow of the Clicquot Champagne house, Veuve Clicquot, was sitting at the kitchen table with her cellar master, a German guy called Anton Müller. They were said to have a love affair. They thought about how to get rid of the turbid matter in the sparkling wine, so that the clear aromas of the wine can also be smelled and tasted better. Until this time, people drank champagne as yeasty champagne, so the yeast wasn't put out before drinking. The two of them had the idea of just drilling holes in the kitchen table and turning the bottles upside down. Then they cut off the legs of the kitchen table on one side, and that's how the pupitre, the riddling rack, slowly came into being. You can see that there's actually a conical hole in the riddling rack, and the bottles lie almost horizontally in the riddle rack at the beginning. They have a mark, a line, which the riddler, remoucheur, can use to see the position and which way to turn the champagne bottle. At the beginning, the marker is at 6 a.m. The bottles lie almost horizontally in the riddle rack. It is shaken to 5, to 7, to 4 to 8 a.m., the so-called riddling in the pendulum. From the 7th shake, the bottle is slowly placed a little steeper for precision work, until finally, after more than 20 riddling steps, it stands upright in the riddle desk, and the yeast is stored at the bottom of the crown lid as a yeast plug. So that's a big part of the work here. And we riddle the 3,000 bottles in about 20 to 25 minutes. So it's quite a quick process. However, we start 3 times a day to work here in the riddling cellar by riddling our sparkling wines, our Cremant bottles.